This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
Oh, do we have a topic for you today, right after Easter, James? We're going to talk about how to rise from the dead.
That's right. Right out of Ephesians 5, it's a fascinating passage. Paul writes, that is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Now, what might you think this has to do with prayer?
Well, sometimes our prayer lives are, you could say, dead. There's not much life in them at all. I know I'm speaking for myself there. We know this, but we don't necessarily like it pointed out to us, but you're going to be that guy, aren't you?
Well, I'm going to try. Being consistent about prayer can be challenging for all of us. I'm right there with you. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing to write books about prayer. It's another thing to really make sure you're doing it. And I've been convicted of that more than once. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, how alive am I when it comes to prayer? Because prayer is one of the best barometers of the spiritual life. And if we're not talking with God much, things could be better. And this isn't about guilt trips. Please don't get me wrong. It's because we don't want to miss it. Think about what Paul said again. And apparently this is a saying that was in the early church before Ephesians was even written down. Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. We want Christ to shine on us. That's what it's all about, to have more of his love and more of his life in us.
Oh, we really do. Well, so let's talk about prayer with this. I mean, what about prayer helps us have more life?
Well, just think about what Jesus said. You know, I'm the vine, you are the branches. And we understand that, but, you know, we have to really think about that analogy some more. You know, what do grapevines do? They cling. They send out these tendrils that hang on to things, and they're hard to pry loose. And we need to cling to him in the same way. And not only that, God's word really makes clear that we are supposed to do this. In an interesting place, in 1 Chronicles 23, it talks about the duties of the Levites, those who served God in the temple. And verse 30 says they were to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord. They were to do the same in the evening. Again, that's 1 Chronicles 23:30. And the point is that was their job. So I read an interesting commentary on this from Ben Patterson. He said it didn't matter how anyone felt that day, you know, whether it was a good or bad day. God wanted them to do it because God's purpose was, you know, hey, you guys always have a reason to do this.
Oh, I personally know why that is so important. It's more than just counting your blessings, right? It comes down to what life is all about, a gift from God, and we can struggle with this. I know sometimes I struggle with it, and here's a crazy story, but I had a very, very dear loved one of mine that attempted suicide. And as a result, I didn't get home until like 2 a.m, and then there was no heat. And so by the time I got up the next morning, and always I was kind of like the Levites, I have always, you know, wanted to thank God for everything for the previous day. And when I got wrapped up in my blanket with my coffee and it was like 12 degrees in the room, I was like, God, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to take the gloves off here. I am not, I can't thank you for a whole lot of stuff. And as I was, you know, coming out of the ether of that, and sort of a fog of the war that I had been in for the last, you know, 24 yeah. hours, all of a sudden I went, oh my goodness, they lived. Like, oh God, you saved him. Like, you know, this wasn't a complete tragedy. I mean, yeah, I don't have heat. No, you know, I don't have this or that, but I was like, how could I have missed this? It's so, you know, like my life is so good right now as a result of you, God. I'll never, ever forget that feeling.
But, you know, it's amazing because you would not have seen that unless you had kind of taken on praising and thanking God like a job. You know, okay, I'm going to do this. I know I'm supposed to do this, but I'm not feeling it. And and then he helped you to see it.
Right.
You know? Yeah, and it's hard for us to get there sometimes, I think, because we always want that new shiny object, you know? And we want that spiritually, too, sometimes, you know? The latest touch of God's grace, if you will. And disciplining ourselves to praise him and thank him can seem boring or hard because it costs us something at first. But we've got ourselves to this. And that's why I think Paul says to make the most of every opportunity, you know? But here's the beautiful thing. Just like you said, God meets us there.
Oh, I have to tell you, it's so true. And, you know, I find that the more that I praise God, the closer I feel to him. Like when I'm not really praising him, I don't know that I'm all that close to him. And I actually go through this almost every morning, but now you've convicted me that, man, maybe I need to add this to my every night list. It's my job.
Yeah. You know, I so agree. It makes me think of the poet George Herbert's words when he said, obedience is the opener of eyes. You know, God really does open our eyes to more of his goodness as we praise him and thank him. And that helps us do it all the more, you know. But we have to go through the discipline part to get there. And in that same commentary I mentioned from Ben Patterson, he shares this great quote, and I guess we can kind of wrap up with this, from Virginia Stem Owens. And she writes that, Thanksgiving is not a task to be undertaken lightly. One does not dabble in praise for one's own amusement, nor train the intellect and develop perceptual skills to add to his repertoire. We're not talking about the world as a free course in art appreciation. No. Thanksgiving is not a result of perception. Thanksgiving is the access to perception. And so Patterson says right after that, we think we need to see something in order to be thankful, but it works the other way. We need to give thanks so we can see.
Well, let's just pray that God will help us all with this. Lord, thank you so much for this reminder I really needed. Lord, there is life, and we do need to rise from the dead and truly give thanks for so many little things that you do, we take for granted. Lord, help us to see the joy of Thanksgiving and enter into it with an anticipation of it bringing life and it bringing light, that too would shine on others and they'd see the opportunity to pray more and spend more time with you. As we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org. or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.